Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, it is amazing. And good morning. Still amazed at that day. Never forget. Good morning. I'm Howard Eskin. On a Saturday morning, obviously we'll talk some sports, but you can't not never forget, if that's the proper way to say it. Never forget. We should never forget. It's a commemoration, the 20th anniversary. The people that and what we're commemorating is the people that gave their lives, the first responders who are our heroes, but never forget the people that we lost. Eerie moments. I know I'll never forget. Memories of the World Trade Center, the brave passengers that took over the plane that brought it down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The World Trade Center, the Pentagon, never forget what it was at that time as a country that came together on that day, on 9/11. You don't even have to mention the year because you know it's 2001. So I didn't want to forget. I can't forget. I remember watching TV, actually, while it was happening, just ready to go somewhere, and then you're glued to the TV about what's going on. But it's a day that I don't think anybody who was alive will forget that day. But we'll also, obviously, I want to talk about sports because the Eagles start on Sunday. Can you believe we finally get through that garbage of a preseason? The waste of time. The NFL should just eliminate those games. They're such a joke. They are really a joke. They'll eliminate one more. There'll only be two in a couple of years. That's probably two too many. But it's the Eagles. It's the opening day of football. And there's a lot of questions, and I get them last night here at the Borgata. I got a lot of questions. Well, what do you think the Eagles are going to do? How do you think the Eagles are going to do? How do you think Jalen Hurts is going to do? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. You know, everybody hopes that they're going to play well. Everybody hopes that Jalen Hurts will take the next step as a quarterback. But what are they going to do? What are you going to get from Jalen Hurts? What are you going to get from the wide receivers? I think the defense will be good. I like the coaches. I like the defensive coach, Jonathan Gannon. I think Nick Sirianni's got some great ideas and some terrific energy, and he knows offense. But you don't know until you get into a game. I saw some predictions on NFL.com. There's a woman that, you know, she, I don't know where she gets the percentages. These percentages that people predict for everything. The chances of making the playoffs, the chances of winning the division in baseball, the chances of a team winning the division in football. I don't know what you can put on it, but the percentage for Sunday's game by a woman that does this every week on NFL.com. I forget her name. I think it's Kathy something. It doesn't matter. And it's all based on computer. I don't know what you feed into a computer. Atlanta has a 60% chance of winning the game. I would say that's about accurate with the three and a half point line. But there was somebody else on there, and there was some audio. And he predicted that the Eagles would not win their first game of the season until week seven. I think it was, that's when they played Detroit, at Detroit. That was the prediction on their first win. And then he predicted the Eagles would win two in a row in New York. The Giants and the Jets are back-to-back the second half of the season. Then they have a bye week. But he predicted the record for the season for the Eagles of 4-12. Excuse me, 4-13. What am I saying, 4-12? 4-13, there's 17 games this year, but it was 4-13. That's what he predicted. I want to hear your predictions. I think they're going to win eight. I mean, we're looking at a team that we really didn't see the starters. I saw them in practice. Those scrimmages, that's a joke. Those scrimmages are a joke. Oh, the Eagles won. They were 4-0 at scrimmages. Does that count on your record? I'm trying to look at the standings for scrimmages. Elliot, that nonsense. Oh, they won this scrimmage. They won that scrimmage. Who the heck? What are you talking about? Nobody tackles anybody. It's a joke. So you can't tell by the scrimmages. That's my point. People that think they're going to win the division, like, how do you know? What have you seen? I think the offensive line is good because you got three veterans from the center to the right side. You hope that Jordan Mailata continues to grow, and he's grown. Left tackle is a really, really tough position. And I think Toth is starting at left guard. So you don't know there, but I'm okay with the offensive line. I'm okay with the running game, but nobody uses a running game anymore. You know, all these people that go back to the 3 yards in a cloud of dust mentality in football. That doesn't exist anymore. It's not about running the football. It's about throwing the football. It's about scoring points. And, again, we don't know. We don't know. But I like the running game. I like Miles Sanders. I like Boston Scott. I like that rookie. What was his? Gainwell? Yeah. He's quick. It looks like he's going to be good. And he played. But who's he playing against? The third and fourth stringers of the other team. What are we looking? What did we see? I don't know. The coaches know because they have him practice. And it's great in practice. And there's no pressure. There's no nothing. It's a road game. Atlanta, if you're going to play a road game, Atlanta's probably a good place to play. Because I don't know that it's a real home field advantage. And the roof's going to be open. Because the weather's supposed to be nice, so they're going to keep the roof open, so it's not going to be domed. I don't know why they wouldn't close the roof for the noise, but I guess they don't get any noise whether it's open or closed. You know, there's a lot of things to look at. So we can talk about that. I really want your predictions. Because there's people all over the map. Do you think they will win as little as four? And Elliot, who's delusional, I don't even know why I bring it up. I mean, I might as well cash that bet right now. It's a joke. 11 wins in the division. I wonder if Elliot's changed his mind. And I'll say this. I don't want to hear Cowboys fans chirp. I think, if I'm not mistaken, didn't they lose the game? Oh, Dak Prescott. That's great. I don't think Tampa's defense is as good this year. So we're going to hear from Cowboys, those losers, the Cowboys fans. Oh, look at the Cowboys. Oh, yeah, they're terrific. They lost the game because they always find ways to lose big games. That's who they are. They always find ways to lose big games. You know, you get four turnovers in a game, you're supposed to win the game. So I don't want to hear about the Cowboys. I don't know if I should even waste my time on the Phillies. That is a complete farce, a complete joke. And I'm going to rip Ruben Amaro a new one. Ruben, I love you, babe. I love you. Hey, bro, I love you. I love you. But stop already with your nonsense, with your pussyfooting around and your tap dancing. And call it like you see it. You know the game of baseball. I know you know the game of baseball. Some of the things he said last night after the game. Ruben, it's a joke. What you said was a joke. You are a fraud to say what you said last night. You are a fraud. Oh, they got to play better baseball, and I know they can. What you see is what you got. That's who they are. Yeah, they're going to have some games. They win some games. I think in the four-game losing streak, the other team scored double digits in three of the four games. I think the first game when Colorado won the opening game, Milwaukee had 10. Did Milwaukee have double digits in both those wins? I think they had double. They're so memorable, these games. It's the reality. The reality is they're just not that good. How many runs did they score, Kyle? 10 in the one game. What did they score in the second game? Oh, 4 in the other. Okay. They lost 4 in a row. But the Phillies can't hit. When they beat Miami in the only game that they won in Miami, and I love the way we report, hey, you were 5-4 on the road trip. Played Washington, a minor league team. Give me a break. Miami, the only game they won, they had to go to 10 innings. And Miami only had 2 hits. And you still had to go to 10 innings. Stop. Well, they got to do their job, he said. They're doing their job. They are who they are. They come out flat. You know, I don't know if they come out flat. When you have a bullpen game and you have no bullpen, that's how bad their minor league system is. You can't find a starter to put out there. You got to have a bullpen game. Oh, man, with that bullpen, it's a joke. You know, here's the reality. Maybe it's the best they can do. Maybe that's who they are. Bryce Harper was pissed last night. You know, I understand why he's pissed, but it's the team you're on. I don't think. And that Homer hat, that farce of a straw hat, that's the biggest. They are such. The Phillies never have an original. The players never have an original thought. I think San Diego started it with the Homer chain, the chain around the neck. They started it. So now, like, oh, everybody else has got to have something for the home run. And Archie Bradley, who sucks too, by the way. Hey, Tom, how are you? Who sucks too, by the way. Came up with the Homer hat. Oh, man, that's so exciting. And they put the Homer hat. They're down 11-0. And they put the Homer hat on. Stick that Homer hat up your rear end. It's embarrassing. Even when they hit a homer, it's embarrassing. Now they're selling them in their gift store. I don't know what's the New Era store it's called now, the Majestic store. I don't know what it's called, but whatever. I wouldn't buy a Homer hat. I'd cut it up. Anybody that has a Homer hat, after what they did last night, cut it up in shreds. I'd rather keep a Terrell Owens jersey after he blew up the Eagles than that Homer hat. It's a joke. It's a joke. So we could talk about that. And the Sixers, they are a friggin' mess. Daryl Morey, I'm almost ready to put the fraud label on you, too. You've earned it. Oh, yeah, we're going to get 3 or 4 number one picks for Ben Simmons. Oh, you are, huh? Oh, that's great. And I love the way Shaq and Charles called out Ben Simmons. Been trying to tell Charles for 3 years. Charles, he's not that good. Oh, he's athletic. He's going to be good. He's not that good. He's can't use the word. I'll use the word wimp. That's what he is. Can you see him coming out the first game if they keep him here? Stay away. You can see he'll turtle up. He'll get on the court and turtle up at midcourt. You're going to boo me? I'm a star. I'm making $35 million and you're not. I get a new car every month and I'll put it up on Instagram, and you can't. I got a $17.5 million home with three pools and three kitchens, and you don't. Give me a break. Sixers are a joke, too. Daryl Morey, you've almost got the fraud label. You've misjudged the entire situation. Misjudged. What a joke. Oh, boy. But anyway, our in honor or whatever of Tom Brady, I'm not a Tom Brady fan. I know he's good. I'll tell you, I like to find the vitamins he's taking, because somehow I don't think they sell them over the counter. I don't think they sell those vitamins over the counter. Oh, the nutrition. Stop. 44 years old and you throw the ball harder now than you did 10 years ago. Give me a break. But because of his age, Kyle, what's the question? Players that, played well into their 40s. So the one that Kyle's going to be a judge of that. He's here with me today at the Borgata. The one that we deem is the best that you come up will win that $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, where you're going to get a lot of great food. Check them out at DeBruno.com, any one of their six locations. But that's our question. All right, on 9/11, never forget, but I'll never forget that game last night. It was memorable in the wrong way for the Phillies. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We're going to hear from Shaq. We're going to hear from Charles. And we're going to hear from Bryce Harper, who's pissed. But you can't be pissed at your teammates. You got to be pissed at the team. And it's not Dombrowski's fault. It's a team. It's what you got. It's what you got. Every time you bring up a minor league player, he's still a minor league player. 215-592-9494. But I do want to talk about the Eagles. We got the first game coming up. Eagles, Atlanta. Your thoughts on the Birds? Oh, it'll be – I could sit here for 24 hours and just go off on what's going on in Philadelphia. But the Eagles, we can't go off on yet because they're going to play their first game. We're going to see what they got. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel Casino and spa and everything you want and all the fun. WIP Sports Time is now 8:19, and if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you're making a huge miscake. A melted milkshake, it's a miscake. Crumbly sticky s'mores, bigger miscake. Or worst, miscake of all, you resort to baking. If it's not tasty cake, man, it's a miss cake, because they're so good. Nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet, something I grew up on. A creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake, also grew up on those. There's so many other great, great products from Tasty Cake. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes. 94 WIP. Oh, boy. Let's get it rolling today. All right, Dennis, you're on WIP.
They're a disgrace, Howard. The Phillies, an absolute disgrace.
Are you done with them?
Yep, I'm done, because we are now seeing how much we miss Rhys Hoskins in the middle of that lineup. He provided so many homers, doubles, and RBIs.
Average. Oh, wait a minute. You don't like Brad Miller as the replacement? Come on now. Brad Miller gets a home run every week, once a week, and then all of a sudden, Brad Miller, who I heard somebody say, and I won't say who it was, they shouldn't even allow him to wear a glove in the field because he's so bad.
Bamboo Miller? Remember
Brad Miller's not making up for Rhys Hoskins offensively? But see, that's the problem. Teams always have injuries, and there's nothing you can do about it. And Rhys got his surgery done by, he'll be fine next year. Actually, it's the same doctor that did my core muscle surgery. It may not be the same kind of injury, but it's a core muscle. And he'll be good, but he's not going to play this year. But good teams, good organizations have somebody to bring up. They're running these guys that they're plucking off a tree somewhere, and they signed at the beginning of the year.
They're basically playing the school of the deaf and the school of the blind right now, and they beat a terrible Washington team. I mean, those guys were triple
A. It's a joke. Yeah, to say it's a joke. All right, you wanted to talk about the Eagles. I don't want to dwell on the Phillies. We know that they stink.
Yeah. None of us know what to expect because we have. You're the only one who's seen them in practice. None of us have seen anything,
so we don't know.
But
I don't know either. What a great pass. He did throw an interception. But, you know, is he better now than he was last year? Yeah, because he's got a camp. I'm talking about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Because he's got a camp. So he's got to be better. He's got good coaches. I think he's got good coaches. Not that the coaches last year were bad. I'm not going to criticize those guys. But I like the coaches. I do like Nick Sirianni. We have to see what he does during the game. But, you just feel energy. Now we'll see if the players feel it, but it comes down to talent, too. So, all right, give me a record for the Eagles.
This crap about winning scrimmages, nobody's getting hit.
It's a joke.
You know, the quarterback's not being – I guess it's a joke.
Wait a minute. The Eagles are undefeated in scrimmages. Undefeated. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. But whatever. So what's your prediction for a record this year?
8-9.
That's about right. I think they can get 8 wins. All right. Dennis, do you have a player that succeeded in his 40s?
Yeah, how about Jamie Moyer at the age of 49, the oldest winning pitcher in the Major League history?
You know what? That's a good one. And the thing is, he was stealing money, but it's still a good one. There's a lot of – hey, listen, Ike Weeks is the president of that club, stealing money when he went to Atlanta. All right, hold on. We'll get your information.
Thank you.
All right, how do I put this on hold here, Kyle?
Dennis, you have a
– Hold on. There we go. All right, let's go to Mark over in Woodbury Heights. What's happening, Mark?
Howard, good morning. First, I want to congratulate you and the station on your anniversary a few weeks ago. I didn't get a chance to call in.
I still have people that talk about that. And, it's funny. I was walking through the ballpark. Believe it or not, I tortured myself going down to the Phillies game Thursday night. I'm walking through the ballpark, and they wished me a happy anniversary and all that. But to think that 35 years ago, and I did sports talk before that, I sat in the studio for the first sports talk show for WIP, and who would have known that we would have been the monster in a lot of ways, the monster that we are now at WIP. So it's
amazing.
Yep.
Were you the 4 o'clock show or 6 o'clock show on WIP?
No, I was the started at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
And eventually, it was 2 hours, and then we eventually expanded from 3 to 7.
I remember. Yeah, I remember your days on WDB. But
you wanted to talk about the Eagles. Let's get to that.
Real quick, Philly's comment. Bad teams find ways to lose. End of story. They're bad. And thank you, Matt Klentak. Thank you, Andy McPhail. They are what they are right now because of those two individuals. Plain and simple.
I made a bet, and I'll just say with a former Phillies player, that he bet me that the Phillies were going to sweep the Brewers after that 10-0 game. And I says, you're on crack. So I bet him, and I said, just remember this. A broken clock is right twice a day.
That's true. I mean, you can't win when all you can rely on is the home run ball. You can't win.
And they don't have enough home run hitters.
They don't.
It's brutal
watching them.
Didi got a home run in the 9th inning down 11-0. Yeah, congratulations.
It's brutal watching them. So. Oh, my God. But anyway, Eagles.
Yep. Yeah, let's get to the Eagles.
I know the over and under for the Eagles win total was 6.5, correct?
Yeah, 6.5. It's pretty much stayed there the whole time.
I think tomorrow's game, believe it or not, is crucial for this team to get off to a good start, to win, to get momentum. I do like their offensive line. I do like their defensive line in terms of, you have some veterans, but I don't know how deep the Eagles are.
It's crucial to get off to a good start because you have – San Francisco is a better team this year than they were last year, even though it's at home. Then you go Monday night to Dallas, and that's on the road. Then you've got Kansas City. So you've got and then you're on the road against Carolina, who's not they're not a bad team. But so your prediction on how many wins that they're gonna have?
I'm gonna say 9-8. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. If they stay healthy.
Everybody can say that. Well, if they stay healthy, it's a hypothetical that you don't know. All right, do you have a player that succeeded in his 40s?
A player that succeeded in their 40s? That's a great question. Off the top of my head, I do not.
Okay.
I don't. Sorry,
Howard. I appreciate the call. Thanks, man. Let's go. I got to figure out how to do this. I think I just clicked off somebody else. All right, Kyle. I hit the number and then the over here to kill the call. Oh, okay. See, I just we haven't done promotes for such a long time until a few weeks ago. So, all right, let's go to wait a minute. Dennis should be gone. Let's go to Art. And I hung up on somebody, and I apologize. Art, you're on WIP.
How's it going, King?
Hey,
real quick on the Phillies. I am done. I'm out. That game Thursday night did it for me. They gave up four runs, okay, with two outs and two strikes on the batter. Okay? That's not acceptable. Not acceptable. Colorado was 18-50 on the road. Okay? I'm done. Done. in terms of
yeah, but that was they play tough. They are what they are. They are what they are.
If they make
the playoffs, it's an embarrassment to baseball. I'm serious. If they make the playoffs, it's an embarrassment to baseball.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
But you could say the same for other teams too. Cincinnati, they had offense, and all of a sudden they struggled. They won last night. They're trying to get a wild card spot. We know the two best teams, the three best teams, are San Francisco, the Dodgers, and Milwaukee. And outside of that, the rest of it is just San Diego. I don't know what happened to them. But it's not the Phillies. All right, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about the Cowboys?
Yeah, real quick. When you get four turnovers, okay, and when the other team has over 100 yards in penalties, and you put up 450 yards of offense, you are supposed to win those games. That's the first time in history, in NFL history, that's ever happened. Where a team lost under those circumstances.
What do you mean? They were four. I can't believe that's the first time in history the team had four turnovers to one. Plus, that's plus three.
No, wait a minute. It's the first time in history that a team lost getting four turnovers, getting 100 yards in penalties by the other team, and putting up 450 yards of offense.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You might be right. Yeah.
That's never happened.
It's pretty hard to do.
Dak
has a lot of those games in losses.
Oh, yeah.
You can't blame it all on him. He had a good game.
Forget about Dak. What it tells you is their defense still stinks. Okay? Their defense is horrible. It's been horrible for years. And it's going to be horrible again. They ain't going nowhere.
They have some issues. And they just, how about they just got, is it left tackle, Collins, suspended 5 games for juicing up?
He's had issues ever since college.
I know. It's just, when you bring in bad guys,
a
leopard doesn't change its spots.
No.
Remember that. All right. So what's your prediction for the Eagles?
I think they're going to win between 7 and 10 games. There's too many unknowns.
That's a pretty big variable.
Well, it's a 3-game spread, 7 to 10.
There's too many unknowns, Howard. You know what? I think, and I got to see him because I don't know. I want to see him the first 2 games. But because of Tampa's schedule, I think that could be a major upset. I think it could. I don't know that it could. I think it could. But because of their schedule. But the Eagles have to be playing at a decent level, and they're coming off a tough game. The Eagles would be coming off of it wouldn't be a tough game. It would be off of Carolina. Tampa comes off some tough games. But, all right, and who's your player that succeeded in the 40s?
Oh, for me, without a doubt, it's Nolan Ryan. He was throwing no hitters in his 40s.
Yeah. You know what? That's not a bad one, too. Yeah. All right. All right. Hold on. We'll get your info. All right. Let's go to, you know what? We'll get right back to the calls. Let me just take a little short time out here. 215. When we come back, I want to hear from Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal as they torch Ben Simmons' rich ass. I'll tell you, if anybody wants to give a present to Ben Simmons, send him some mirrors, because he loves looking at himself. Loves it. Takes his shirt off. Oh, man, I look good. You suck, bro. You suck. All right, 215-592-9494. I can't get Joe DiCamera out of my head for a lot of reasons, not good ones, when he says he's generational and he's a Hall of Fame player. He is delusional most times, and that was complete delusion. You got to be able to see into the future a little bit, bro. You know what I'm talking about? 215-592-9494. We're at the fabulous Sensational Borgata. We'll be back. WIP Sports Time is now 8:38, and here's what's happening at the Borgata. So many good things. You're only miles away from your happy place experience, the award-winning restaurants, and they are sensational. Exciting bars. I had some friends last night. They had a bachelor party at Old Homestead, and they enjoyed it. The people, everybody, everything about the restaurants is great. Exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start playing your you got to start planning your getaway. You can do it today. Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa is giving you more, 10 times more. Earn 10 times slot dollars every Sunday in September by playing slots with your M Life Rewards card between noon and 8 p.m. Don't miss the opportunity to win big on the hottest casino floor in Atlantic City and earn 10 times slot dollars every Sunday in September. Sportsbook's great. Everything's great about the Borgata here. Your happy place is going to be 10 times happier. And you can visit theborgata.com for more details. All right. I'm going to take a call, and then I'm going to get to Charles and Shaq. Steve, you're on WIP.
King, how you doing, sir?
I've never had a bad day in my life. Bad moments, well, not bad days.
Well, I have a bad moment. Maybe you can help. I've loved your show, and because you speak so highly of Borgata, I try to try their sports book. I'm having some challenges. If you have someone there, contact me. I'd appreciate it.
Well, I don't want to get into the challenges, but why don't you?
And the phone number doesn't work. The other phone number they gave me doesn't work. The guy at the front desk won't get me with anybody. You know, it's ridiculous.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I know they'll help you. Have you ever tried? Hold it, Steve. I'm trying to help you out here, okay, bro? Here's what I'm going to tell you. Get in your car. You're in Old City. Be an hour away. You come in, and I know they'll take care of you. All right?
Okay. So,
next.
Quick question for you. I love your guest, but the one guest I've always loved is Mark Lawrence. How long has he been on your show?
I've had him on the show before I even got to WIP in 1980. That's when I started having him on my shows. Yep.
Now, let me ask you a question. Like, when you watch, like, the CBS show and the...
And he's on at 9:40, as he is on every Saturday. But go ahead.
Yeah. When you watch these shows, you know, mid-season, you see, like, you know, these guys are, like, and their projections are, like, 6-9 and 2-15. Do you have any idea, Mark Lawrence, I don't know if he publicizes this or you happen to know, a guy of his quality, is he right 55% of the time, 65% of the time?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I use him because he's got great information. Now, remember, He doesn't place anybody's bets. You do. So I use Mark Lawrence as a guide to things that I look at. He alerts me to some. There's some good trends. There's some trends that I'm not excited about. There's situations with teams. So that's, he's got better information, and he's honest. If he loses, he loses. And if he wins, he'll tell you. But if he loses, he'll tell you that too. Not like some people, and I'm not going to name anybody, just, oh, they're 5-0 every week. Can't be 5-0 every week. It doesn't work that way. So I don't know what his percentage is. I use him because he's entertaining and he's got good information. And that's what I use him for. All right. What player do you think succeeded in his 40s?
Okay. I think I have a winner. And if we do, it's going to feed the homeless. Satchel Paige.
Yeah, I'm not going back that far. Nobody saw Satchel Paige. Come on, man. You can't do that to me. Satchel Paige. Yeah, he did succeed in his 50s. I never even saw Satchel. Merrill Reese never even saw Satchel Paige. And so, come on. Give me Satchel Paige. Jim, you're on WIP. You know what? Jim, hold on for a second. Kyle, how do I put this back on hold? Right there? Okay. All right. Sorry, Jim, because I want to get to Shaq and Charles. All right. I've been telling you about Ben Simmons for years. I could see that he had no cojones, couldn't shoot, wouldn't shoot. Now he won't even dunk because he's afraid he'd go to the foul line, and which is it's a total embarrassment. It's an embarrassment in a peewee league. If you have a six-foot basket and you could dunk in a peewee league, that would be an embarrassment. But wait a minute. Listen to Glenn Rivers. He's no longer Doc.
I have G14 classification to say what I'm about.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. Hold on back there. Hold on. Just relax. I'll call for it. Glenn Rivers called Ben Simmons a treasure. Now, I want you to listen. I'm going to play Charles Barkley first. Of course, Ben Simmons is not coming in. He's telling you, he's not coming in unless you trade him. Well, and that's Daryl Morey's fault. By the way, I have already designated Glenn Rivers as a fraud. Daryl Morey hasn't quite gotten to that level yet, but Glenn Rivers is a fraud. All right, so you don't lose a 26-point lead at home in the playoffs. You don't lose 23 consecutive deciding games in the playoffs. You don't lead the history of the NBA in losing 3-1 losses in the playoffs and not be called a fraud. All right, so now that we've gotten through that, let's hear Charles Barkley first talking about Ben Simmons.
Well, I'm disappointed in Ben Simmons. When you give somebody $200 million to dribble a stupid basketball, and the only thing you ask them is to be better as a player, and their first response is, I don't want to play here anymore. That disappoints me as a player. It disappoints me as a fan. They're not saying, hey, come over here and cut my grass. They're saying, Ben, we need you to learn how to shoot the basketball. I live in Philadelphia during the summer. This is the third year in a row they put up them bullshit jump shots during the summer. I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe anymore.
What do you say, banana in the tailpipe? It is BS. It is BS. They should never, and hopefully never again, will they print stats about Ben Simmons because they're all nonsense and BS. But I would say Shaq, it's hard to one-up Charles when you're talking about somebody. Shaq one-upped him. Let's hear from Shaq.
I have G14 classification to say what I'm about to say.
Okay.
And so does Charles Barkley. Ben Simmons, you're not that good. And then in this league, do you want to be good or do you want to be great? You're not great. But if you want to get to that next level, you have to be great. And to be great, you have to work on your game. Don't be putting pictures on your Instagram or your Ferrari or what actress you're hanging around with. When you play for a town like Philadelphia, Boston, L.A., Miami, hard-working town, they don't give a shit about none of that. They want you right to come, work hard, and play hard. I was at that game 6 when that man didn't even look at the basket. And I know as a player, first thing I do is I look in the player's eyes. That man was out there terrified. Not terrified of playing, but terrified of being fouled and missing free throws. Forget all that. You know, a lot of these people, you know, you hear from your followers how good you are, how great you are. but you're hearing from some OGs right now. You ain't that damn good. And I said it, and I said what I said, and Chuck said what he said. If you don't like it, do what you got to do. But you ain't that damn good.
And he won't do what he's got to do because he's got no cojones. He's a wimp, to use the word that I'm permitted to use on the air. He's a wimp. He's a fraud. He's a joke. And he was a waste of a number one pick. Brandon Ingram is a better player. There's so many players better in the NBA. I don't want to hear about three-time All-Stars because he was not a three-time All-Star, even though it says it in the books. But because LeBron got him voted in because they picked sides. And LeBron's company represents Ben Simmons. That's why he got him voted in. All right? Did we straighten that out? Ben Simmons is a fraud, and it's not just me now. It's Charles and it's Shaq. Hey, you're not that good. That's what Shaq said. Now I'll go one better. You suck. All right, let's go. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, you tell me.
Yeah, same old stuff, different day. I will not talk about Ben Simmons today. I called him out since the Kawhi Leonard play. He has no heart. I totally agree with that. The only thing I've ever talked about is his talent level in every other era besides shooting.
But he can't find the yellow brick road. He needs the wizard to give him a heart. He needs courage. He needs a heart. He needs cojones. He needs everything.
Yeah. I don't know how that happens, but I'm sure it has happened in the past where somebody develops a desire and then just changes his attitude. I hope it does happen for the kid. I don't think he's a bad guy myself. But anyway, I'm not going to go with him. I'll say something else you said earlier, though, later about somebody else. But I wanted to talk about the Phillies. I'm just giving them till Monday, so I'll see. So I don't want to give hope for them
yet. Colorado. Yeah. Do you think – now, do you really think – they're going to lose these next two games with Wheeler and Nola pitching?
No, I don't. Of course, I expect them to win both of them games.
Okay.
Except Nola has a terrible September
history. That's
great.
They came back. They'll win two in a row, and they'll split with Colorado. That's great.
But that's what they've done all year, Howard. They keep us watching because they are a resilient team point of their division.
Knock yourself out.
In their division, they're resilient.
Knock yourself out watching them. All right, let's talk about the Eagles.
Hey, I ain't going down there. At least I didn't go down there.
Let's talk about the Eagles. Enough about the Phillies.
If they win more than seven games, I'll be shocked. I would love to be shocked by them. But how you tell me, when's the last time a coach came into this league with no NFL pedigree whatsoever, no head coaching experience whatsoever, to a team that only had four wins the year prior and did anything but win like five or six games?
I'm sure there's been somebody.
There might be one that I can't think of.
We can't think of it. Okay. Who's your player that succeeded in the ages?
Howard, I'm going to go with my all-time favorite player talked about this guy. When he's asked about his greatness, he always defers to this guy. So I'm talking about, obviously, people know. It's Wayne Gretzky was the most dominant player I've ever seen in my 60 years. Wait a minute. He talks about Gordie Howe. Every time he's asked about how great he is, he defers to Gordie Howe. That's who I'm going with.
Oh, okay. It's not Gretzky. Gordie Howe's actually pretty good.
Yep.
I don't know how many people saw Gordie Howe. You know what? He played into his 50s, right? Yeah, I think he played into his 50s. That's an interesting name. All right, 215-592-9494. Gordie Howe. I didn't think of Gordie Howe, but Gordie Howe's a good one. I don't know how many people saw him. I didn't really see him because when he played in the WHA, that's when I really started watching him. We didn't see the WHA. It's kind of sad. It's kind of like a borderline, but it's good. All right, 215. He played until his 50s, right? I think he played. What was it? 1946 to 1980. That is it. That it really is amazing. Do you think? He is an amazing guy. He really is. And he was a terrific, nice person. I met him a few times through Mark. 215-592-9494. We're at the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa, Atlantic City. We got so much more to talk about. But our question for the DeBruno's $100 gift certificate that you can win, check them out at DeBruno.com. All the sensational food, catering, the six stores, including the new one in Wayne. Players that succeeded in their 40s. Actually, Gordie Howe, really doesn't answer the question because he succeeded into his 50s, right? Yeah, 52. That's truly amazing. That is actually kind of amazing. All right, 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is 8:56. And if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you're making a huge miscake. Melted milkshake, that's a miscake. Crumbly, sticky s'mores, bigger miscake. Or worst miscake of all, you resort to baking. I don't know how many people out there can actually bake, but that would be a problem then. If it's not tasty cake, however, it's a miscake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimmet or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cakes. You can go to a shelf where tasty cake is and never go wrong. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes. WIP hour number two. Eagles opening game tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Pre-game show before that, 1 o'clock in Atlanta. Eagles are still a 3 or 3.5 point underdog. I'm telling you, the number kind of scares me a little bit. It looks too easy to bet the Eagles. We'll talk to Mark Lawrence at about 9:40 to see what he thinks. But the Eagles play, how many wins? I mentioned earlier in the show, there was somebody on NFL.com predicted they'd be 4-13. First win not until Detroit. That's like week 7. They're not going to be that bad. I haven't heard from a Cowboys fan, which is good. Because the last time I checked, they were great. They lost. There's no awards for second place. Just remember that. There is in the Olympics, which is fine. But this is not the Olympics. You get 4 turnovers and you lose the game. That means you're just not good enough. And their head coach is a joke, too. So there's not a lot of good. I will say this. In the next 3 years, I think Nick Sirianni will prove himself to be a better coach than Mike McCarthy. 3 years. You got to give Nick Sirianni 3 years. All right, let's go back to the phones. Paul, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. With the way the Eagles have started out in a lot of the games, over the last couple of years with scoring no points, do you see them getting off to a rusty start tomorrow with their lack of, play in the preseason?
No. It's a kind of a two-sided question here. I think the Eagles can score points because they have players on offense now that can help them score points. It all comes down to the quarterback. Can't turn the ball over. But the total is pretty. It's like 48.5. It kind of indicates to me there's going to be points scored in that game. So I think they'll score points because I think, obviously, receivers, they're better. The offensive line, they got players who are back healthy again because Brooks will play on Sunday. Hey, they were just kind of making sure, keeping him out this week of practice for most of the practices. No, it's just I think they'll score. But if they don't turn the ball over, they'll win. But the game really turns in because teams score off of turnovers. You can't give the other team free shots. So, but again, that's every team's in the same situation. Everybody tries to disguise their defenses. I think Matt Ryan is better at not being fooled by disguises on defense than Jalen Hurts, because Jalen Hurts is still young and it's still new. So I think we got to look at it. We got to look at it that way.
I just think they're going to be really rusty tomorrow to start the game. Hopefully, they come around.
I don't know if rust is the right way to look at it. I don't know if it's rust.
Timing, whatever you want to. However you want to break it down.
Yeah, right. You can look at it. So how many wins do you think they'll get this year?
Well, I had asked you this before, and you had reminded me about the 8 games. You told me that. So I'm hoping for 8.
Okay. All right. So who's your player that succeeded in his 40s?
I figured I'll go with a local person, Bernard Hopkins.
Yeah. you know, I don't know if you would call it succession because he fought stiffs, because there's another guy who should be taken out in handcuffs for stealing money. He was stealing money.
And he fought into his 50s.
Yeah,
though,
I like Bernard.
That's one-on-one.
I said that to Bernard's face, and he didn't drop me. But he was stealing. He was fighting stiffs in his 40s.
He might be fighting these days.
You know, if he could get away with it, he would.
Exactly.
All right, that wouldn't win, but I appreciate the guest. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Vince. You're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Good morning. Just briefly about the Phillies. I just found it incredible that they find all these new inventive ways to lose a ball game. I mean, I just
well,
can't believe it.
They didn't invent anything last night. They can't score.
Yeah.
And they just, when you have a bullpen game with a bad bullpen, why don't you just stop wasting people's time and just say, hey, you know, 11-0, isn't that when 11-0, don't you call it off at 11-0 when we were kids? Yeah, you got 11-0, okay, game's over. They should have just called off the game from the beginning.
Yeah, so my approach is, you know, obviously they got to make major changes, but I'm just going to watch until they're mathematically eliminated, just, you know, basically kind of have like a watch it for laughs kind of approach, you know. So, but anyway, I don't know if you remember, just talking about like a 9/11 memory here. I don't know. I was were you at the Flyers Rangers preseason game back in September after 9/11, where they showed the President Bush's speech to Congress in between the second intermission.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when they were going to cut away from it to start the third period, all of a sudden everybody started chanting, leave it on, leave it on. And they ended up showing the entire speech before they, you know, were going to resume the third period. But after that, it was like, you know, the players just, it was almost like they said, let's not play anymore. They shook hands and they skated off the ice and
you
the
know,
game was cold.
Because it was a preseason game. That was a good idea. I kind of remember that. There were so many things going on that day that I remember. I remember watching it live. I couldn't believe it. You know, we never saw the first plane, but then they reported that, and then they shot to the World Trade Center live. I was watching the Today Show on NBC, and then you saw the second plane fly into it. And you says, oh, my God. And then you saw all the things. It just, I watched a documentary last night. It was called 120 Minutes, which I guess from the beginning until the last crash probably lasted 120 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, it brought back such horrifying memories. But you can't ever forget it. And
oh, definitely.
Never forget. Yeah. Never forget.
And my guess for the player there, yeah. I think he was pretty productive in his 40s. I was going to say Pete Rose.
You know what? Pete Rose is good. Yeah, what was Kyle, see if you can check his but yeah, I'm going to put you down, Vince, as qualified. Pete Rose was pretty productive in his 40s. He really was. So, yeah, I think about that. Okay, he was in his 40s. I think he still had a good year in his 40s. But he wasn't with the Phillies. Was he with the Phillies in his 40s? He was with Montreal. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, Montreal and the Reds. All right, let's go to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, my man. How you doing? Spectacular day.
Yes,
thoughts and
is.
Prayers go out to all the families impacted by 9/11.
I know.
Hard to believe it's 20 years, isn't it?
You know what? I had one of the pilots, and I don't know which plane it was, lived on my block.
Really?
I didn't know that until, obviously until afterwards. Yep.
Yeah. To your point about the shows, and you don't know why, maybe you even feel a tad guilty about it, but you can't get enough of them. You know, the other night they had a show on the DNA discoveries that they went through and the process. It's unbelievable.
I know.
Compelling. It's just crazy.
Because we'll never forget, but.
No,
but it is, you know, it's just let's make sure that we're better. And you know what? There's nothing good about what happened other than the first, you know, I shouldn't say there's nothing good because the first responders, the help and the way, what was good was the way the country came together. Man,
great point.
Why can't we have that
great
today?
Point.
Come together.
You know what? You're using the word resiliency, and that is a fantastic point. That is a great point.
Oh, my God. You got that clown, that governor in Florida. What a clown he is.
Well, listen, I got a question for you. Then we can just talk a bit of baseball. Name me the exciting young player in the Phillies lineup, 22 to 24 years old. There's none, right? Nobody. So what do you look forward to next year in this lineup construction? Obviously.
You can't keep on going out and signing players.
Right. You've got to develop somebody. Nobody coming up.
And they're not going to go over the luxury tax.
No, I don't know what hope there is. I mean, when you mentioned the Giants, you also brought up a good point. And by the way, is there any way we could take up a collection and have Eskin on Girardi every night? I'm just clamoring to hear your question when he's ducking everybody else. Jim does a nice job, of course.
Here's the thing. You know, I'm on those things live every night.
Right.
Because they're Zoom calls. And I don't want to jump in because the writers do their thing. I mean, Jim asked him about the Homer hat, that ridiculous thing.
Oh, boy.
And they ask him questions. There's certain things that I would like to ask, but I don't want to say, oh, you're just asking a negative question. So there are times that... You know, before the game, when I'm there, when he speaks, I'll ask, but it's not after a game. You know, he made a point about Realmuto. Man, he's got to catch more than 110 games a year if you're going to pay him that kind of money, and they made a mistake.
Yeah. The whole team at large, if you take their top five guys, they've played 110 games out of 141. They're injured all the time. Now, that's a whole rabbit hole you dive into about why are they injured more than other teams. San Francisco, wait to hear this. Now, Atlanta, Howard, has played healthy. Their top five guys played 139 games out of 140. That's remarkable.
Ozuna?
Well, they lost their star, but here, Freeman 140, Albies 137, Swanson 140.
They lost their star. And they lost a couple of pitchers for a while, too.
Yeah, they did.
I don't want to hear about any complaints. Now,
San Francisco had a flock of injuries. They've only averaged 95 games with their starters. And look, they have best record in baseball.
I know.
But, I mean, the Phillies have blown 30 opportunities to win. It's just absolutely
disgusting. Who's your player that played into his 40s?
All right. To the guy who called earlier, I'm just going to give him a little bit of a prop here because when he said Ryan, at 43 years old, now think about throwing in baseball, how hard it is. At 43, he led baseball in strikeout with 232. That's pretty remarkable. I'm going to throw in – yeah, that's what he did. That's a vote for him, but I'm going to throw in George Blanda.
George Blanda. Yeah, that goes back. I don't want to go back 48 for people.
Yeah, it's pretty far back. Yeah. But let me throw a second in for Nolan Ryan. And by the way, I'll check it out, but I think Pete Rose, 338. In his 40s, but I'll check that. But I think I recall that. But, it's a good one. Hey, listen, man, enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, see you later. You knew who that was, Kyle, that stopped by? That was Mike Lombardi. Yeah, because we haven't talked for probably – used to be very friendly. We haven't talked for, like, 2 years. Not text, not anything. Because I ripped him when he ripped Doug Peterson. Said he was the worst hire. He was the worst. He said he was the worst hire he's ever seen in his 30 years of football. Well, he wasn't the worst hire. And you hear him say, I was right. I was right. Now, he won a Super Bowl. So obviously, you can't, if that's the case, then Barry Switzer's a moron. He won a Super Bowl. I'm not going to, but that's who that was passing by. Mike and I haven't spoken because he was mad at me. Because I ripped him over that. whatever. It's just, let's go to Leon. Leon, you're calling from Dallas. Leon, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good. I guess those people in Dallas are real happy that Dallas, they think they won the game, but they don't know the score is what counts.
Yeah, you know, supposedly, I didn't even watch the game, I'm going to be honest with you. But, yeah, supposedly a lot of people were mad at the kicker. Huh?
Yeah, I guess they should be mad at the kicker.
But real quick, I just wanted to say, you know, rest in peace to all the, you know, victims of the September 11 attacks. You're
right. Correct.
Yeah, and And well, I was just going to say, you know, I was in, you know, West Oak Lane at the time of the attacks. I was only six. I was at West Oak Lane Charter School. So, and honestly, I don't even remember anything about that day, just because I guess I was so young. So, you know, it's always kind of like a day, you know, kind of, you know, a day that, you know, I'm always sad, but it's just like I really, like, don't even remember that day. I was only six, so. But, yeah, I just wanted to kind of throw that out there.
Okay. You wanted to say something about the Eagles quickly?
Well, yeah, but you also kind of slighted Bernard Hopkins, you know, and, you know,
no,
honestly, Howard, I love you, God. Like, I love you, Howard, but come on, really, you're going to snub Bernard? I mean, he did, look, he beat a couple undefeated.
Look at the undefeated.
What, he beat a couple of undefeated fighters in his 40s, and
yeah,
he broke George Foreman's record twice.
And stop. Bernard Hopkins is stealing money.
I mean, come on, Howard. You just hate it.
I get along great with Bernard, but, you know, those fights, I could care less about those fights that he fought in his 40s. He's not going to compare with some of these other guys.
I was just saying, you know, and I always said Bernard had a better look.
All right, stop with Bernard. Give me your Eagles record this year, your prediction for the Eagles record.
Well, probably about 9 or 10 wins, just because, you know, I don't feel as though the Cowboys are a threat. But to be honest, Howard, Dak looked good. You know, I thought he wasn't going to be good after his injury, but
they still
you know, it's going to be a dogfight for the East this year. But I think 9 wins could do it, 10 at most. So, but anyway, I appreciate it, Howard. I'll talk to you next time, bud.
All right, take care.
Have a good one.
I love that term, dogfight. I don't know that I like that term. You know, people should be adopting all these dogs. I know Brandywine SPCA, which I donate money to each year, Providence Big. I saw all these SPCAs because they're bringing up dogs from, you know, the hurricane areas. Adopt a dog. I don't want them to fight. I don't like the term dog fight. Who came up with that? It's like there's so many terms that I'd say, do we really need that? And that's not politically incorrect. I just don't know that I just don't know that I like the term. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us. I want to play Bryce Harper, who was pissed last night. He's got to be pissed at the organization, not at his teammates. He's got to be pissed at the organization. I don't know that they can, well, and Ruben Amaro. I ripped him in the first hour. Ruben, I'm calling you out because you are absolutely cheating us with not expressing what you should be saying about the Phillies. What you said on the post-game show, they got to play baseball and they know better baseball and they know they can. No, I don't know they can. Ruben, they're not that good. They got to do their job. Well, maybe that's the best they can do. Come on, stop with the pussyfooting. Go for it. That's what you're there for. Go for it. Stop. Stop giving us all your nonsense. They're just not that good. You know, they're an average team. That's what they are. And it's not, I don't know if it's the players' fault. It's the way the team's constructed. It's not the players are what they are. They signed a D.D. Gregorius. He's done. He hits a home run in the ninth inning, 11-0. Great. You got a pitcher that's probably a double-A pitcher that they're throwing out there when it's 11-0. Give me a break. And the homer hat. That homer hat's if you have a homer hat, cut it up. I never want to see that hat again. Never after last night, giving him a homer hat down. Oh, we closed it within 10. Give me a break. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin here at the Borgata. WIP Sports Time is now 9:21. Hey, what makes Philly great is that we have so many family businesses, multi-generational businesses, and family food businesses. It really sets them apart and adds to the flavor of the city. And that's where probably my favorite, certainly at the top of the list right now, is the Bruno Brothers, who's been a part of the fabric of Philadelphia since 1939. Think about that. And when you've been around that long, you say, you know, can they get better? And they do all the time. The Bruno Brothers is a great place to stock up on easy weeknight dinners. As the kids go back to school, you can grab a delicious rotisserie chicken or a chef-prepared meal ready to heat and enjoy. Yeah, that's what you got there. And don't forget about all the good stuff for the kids' lunches, like deli meats and cheeses, sandwich ingredients, snacks galore. They have so much. You can check it out on their website, any one of their stores. For more information about their offerings, and don't forget about their catering, which is really good. Really good for business functions, family functions. Check out their offerings at their 6 retail locations, including that brand new terrific store in Wayne. You're going to have fun there. Fun. Yeah. Enjoy it and have fun. Give their team a call or check them out at debruno.com. It is WIP, and we are at the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. I always come here the night before, talk to a bunch of people, stop in and check out how the restaurants are doing, have a meal there occasionally. It's all good. It is all good. All right, let's go, and Mark Lawrence will join us at about 9:40. All right, let me, Bryce Harper after last night's game. And Bryce, he can't, I include the question. He was pissed after the game. You know, he's out there, at least he's speaking. I think he wants to get some attention. He's not going to be the MVP. I'll tell you, you know who might be the, there's so many good candidates for MVP. Joey Votto got his 30th home run last night. How about Max Muncy? Nobody mentions Max. He's got 31 or 32 home runs, and the Dodgers are a terrific team. Freddie Freeman, Albies is up there. He's got like 27 or 28 home runs for, what, a second baseman. It's just, and Duval, but Duval didn't have all his home runs with the Braves. That was a trade deadline trade, right? Didn't they get Duval in a trade deadline trade? He's got like 32 or 33 home runs. I mean, they have so many. He hits big ones. It's going to have to come from the Braves or the Dodgers, I think. That's where the MVP is going to come from. But Bryce Harper spoke. All right, let's. He was a little angry. You'll hear the question and hear his response. Let's hear it.
Joe seemed quite unhappy after this game. He's probably as unhappy as we've seen him since he's been here. Does he have a right to be? Do you have any idea? What is irking him? Is it just the way you guys are playing? Is it the at-bats? Is it the losses? What do you think?
It's all of it. It's definitely warranted. Just got beat by the Colorado Rockies twice. Just got blown out, actually, today. So I'm definitely warranted the way he's feeling. I think, you know, the irritation is there. The embarrassment's there as well. You know, so I think it's just it's not good. It's not good the way we're approaching the game. It's not good the way, you know, our bats are going. You know, our pitching, everything. So it's just not good.
No, it's not good. But I don't think you can blame the players. They are what they are. I mean, what players do you say are playing under what they should be playing? You could say Realmuto. Well, Bryce Harper's the one that and push to get Realmuto back here. I have no problem with him being back here because he's a good catcher. Not as good as people thought because there's word that he does not call a really good game. But he's hurt all the time. So that could affect him. Somebody's hitting under 260. Doesn't have a lot of home runs. Can't catch enough now, and that's what you paid him for. That's not his fault. They signed him to a 5-year contract at way too much money. So, McCutcheon is kind of, he'll have some moments. Odubel Herrera, bringing him back to the team was a disgrace in a lot of ways. And Segura, when he plays, wants to play, he's a good player. But I wouldn't be shocked if they try to trade him. So it's not the fault of the players. They are who they are. It's the fault of the organization. And Dave Dombrowski's here to try to fix it, but he's only been here less than a year. All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP. Yo, Mark.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hi, Howard. A couple questions to ask you. I don't want to hold up a lot of your time, but
go ahead.
Question number one. Why is it that you don't pay to people over 60 or over their sports dollars? Why don't you accept it or listen to
it?
Well,
here's the thing, because the majority, I do accept it. I absolutely listen. I'm one of those people. But I have knowledge and remembrances that a lot of people don't have. But the bulk of our audience are not over 60. But I do acknowledge, but I don't know why you said that. I do acknowledge it, but you try to, the larger portion of our audience is not over 60. That's the only, and I do acknowledge it, but, you know, it's just.
Okay, point number two. I remember the Eagles from 1954 on.
Well, I don't.
Well, I do. Okay. And the Phillies the same way, 1956 on. And
okay.
You take a guy like Willie Mays or others that maxed out at $100,000 a year. What
Willie
do you
Mays,
think? They
Willie Mays is one of the greatest players, maybe one of the top five players of all time. And I was lucky enough to have seen him growing up. And I feel bad for people that don't get to see players like that anymore.
Answer to your question, two guys come to mind instantly. Will Chamberlain for the Lakers and George Foreman. Both of them.
You know, boxers can get away with fighting stiffs. But Will Chamberlain, did he have success into his 40s? Will Chamberlain was a great athlete. And I do appreciate the call. Will Chamberlain was a great athlete. Wait a minute. That's not what I want. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I wanted to just, you know, give you my Eagles prediction. I, you know, unlike Ben Simmons, I think this Jalen Hurts kid's going to, you know, took the off-season, you know, work. I mean, you see him practice, and I just think he's just going to be a totally different athlete than that. I think he's going to really come through, man, this year.
Well, there's always hope. Not that he's not trying hard enough, but sometimes it's when you're out there and players are coming at you and you've got to make decisions and you've got to recognize the right things and you got to find your second and third option if you have that time, and he's got legs to give him time. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But, yes, it's all about the quarterback. In the NFL, it is all about the quarterback. There's no
right, it's 100% quarterback. And, I got him winning 10 games this year. And before I had him way low, but I have faith in this kid.
Why are they going to win 10 games, in your opinion? Because of Jalen Hurts?
Because I think he's going to surprise everybody, this kid. That's just, right. I literally swung off the fence. I literally had him winning 6 games like 3 weeks ago. But then I'm getting more and more. I think I got faith in this kid.
Okay,
more
who's your player that succeeded over 40?
All right, I'm going to go Goff. I'm going to go Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear.
You know what?
He won 3 majors in his 40s, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right. This is going to be a tough call. That's why I'm not making a call. That's why Kyle is. All right, hold on. We'll get your info. All right, let's go. Where are we going here? Let's go to Jaden. Jaden, you're on WIP.
Hello?
Yeah, Jaden, you're on WIP.
First time caller, so take it easy on me. I just wanted to talk about the Eagles. And
Jaden, how old are you, Jaden?
15.
All right. I don't know if we still have those rules, but go ahead. You sound like a nice kid.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
But I wanted to talk about the Eagles, and I do think 10 wins is a little bit crazy just because of our lack of defense, and I don't know if what they're going to pull the trigger on, because, as you know, in the past, Philadelphia has been accustomed to tank with the Sixers, with Sam. Right. I forget his name. But I think if they don't tank, I think they could win 8 or 7 games. And it's basically all going to come down to how Jalen Hurts.
Wait a minute, who are you talking about tanking?
The Eagles, if they choose to.
They're not going to tank. NFL teams don't tank. They don't tank.
I mean,
that's only a trait of Scam Hinky and those idiots that love the process. I hope you weren't one of them, kid. All right, did you want to say something about Ben Simmons quickly? By the way,
yes.
He stinks.
earlier on your point about how Brandon Ingram is better, I just wanted to talk about that. I don't think that Brandon Ingram is better. I do think if it's like down the stretch and you want to give me Ben Simmons or Brandon Ingram, I'll definitely take Brandon Ingram. But Ben Simmons does everything better than Brandon Ingram except for shooting.
Is that right? Is that right? Except the shooting. Hey, let me just teach you something, all right? You know, I'm trying to teach you at 15 years old. You need to shoot in the NBA. You need to shoot. The better you shoot, the better you are. You need to not be afraid to take foul shots in the NBA. Brandon Ingram shoots 90% from the line, 40% from three. He averages 20-some points a game, and he'd be perfect for the 76ers. Just to break the news to you, Ben Simmons, let me just teach you something today, all right? If you have a Ben Simmons jersey, throw it away, all right? Throw it away, get a new one, just get another jersey. Because Ben Simmons, I hope I don't ruin your childhood by this, Ben Simmons sucks, all right? Just trying to teach that kid something, that's all. Ben, how can you say now? How can you say now? I mean, again, this kid was only 15 years old. How can you say now that Ben Simmons is better than Brandon Ingram? Who would you rather have for this team right now? It's exactly what you need for this team right now. Poor kid. Disillusioned. You know, that's bad parenting. That is just bad parenting. Teach that kid right, whoever the parents are. Teach that kid right. Hopefully I taught you something, Jaden. 215-592-9494. We're going to have Mark Lawrence on, try to get some more calls, and we're going to come up with our winner for the DeBruner Brothers $100 gift certificate. It's tough. It's a tough one. There's three guys. They're all good. There's three guys, but we'll come up with a winner of our $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Athletes that succeeded in their 40s. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 9:37, and here's what's happening at Borgata. That's where we are. Well, we're happening at Borgata every Saturday morning. Morning show's happening every Friday morning, but you're only miles away from your happy place experience. Award-winning restaurants, and they are terrific. Exciting bars and live music. Big-name entertainment. A spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa does not stop. Start planning your getaway today. Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa is giving you more. How about 10 times more? Earn 10 times slot dollars every Sunday in September by playing slots with your M Life Rewards card between noon and 8 p.m. Don't miss the opportunity to win big on the hottest casino floor in Atlantic City and earn 10 times slot dollars every Sunday in September at Borgata. Your happy place is going to be 10 times happier. It's a terrific place. Check out theborgata.com for more details. 94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. In this portion of the program, we take a look at the college and pro football. The first weekend of pro football, and to do that, Mark Lawrence. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. It's great to see the National Football League back in action, and looking forward to what happens this weekend.
Yeah, well, aren't we all? And finally, I mean, those preseason games are a joke. They're a joke. I mean, I don't even know why people sometimes watch them.
You know, what bothers me about the preseason, aside from the lack of a product that they put out there, is from a handicapping standpoint that we used to be able to base something out of the preseason. But with them playing all these third and fourth team players and babying these starters and not playing them, you draw absolutely nothing out of the preseason.
No,
so, you basically have to put that aside and just look at the games for what they are.
All right, let's take a look at the college football. Who do you like?
I'm going to look at what I, again, call these red-headed stepchildren plays. These are teams that they reside inside the same state as Power 5 football conferences, and the players on those teams are often shunned when they weren't recruited by the Big 5 guys. And they come and play real hard against these guys. And also the other team looks down at these guys, doesn't really give their best effort. First guy is going to be East Carolina today, taking 2 points from South Carolina. And what is a role reversal? Actually, East Carolina opened up as the favorite in this game, but it switched over now. And you're taking a look here. 20 starters back here for East Carolina, which I really, really like. And you've also got them as the number 15 overall ranked team in the nation, what they call returning production ranking, which means that into the 2D players, they're a bevy of 2D players there for East Carolina as well. They're going to be a really, really good improved team this year. And they're catching South Carolina off a 45-0 win over mighty Eastern Illinois in their first game. I think this is the perfect setup here for this redheaded stepchild, East Carolina, to step up and beat South Carolina.
Who else do you like?
Other guys going to be the same mode. It's going to be the same mold. It's going to be Tulsa taking 13 from Oklahoma State. You've got another 20 returning starter team here in Tulsa who, if you look at the games, what they did, they lost to Cal Davis in their opener, Tulsa did, and that's not really, you know, saying a lot, but they did win the total yards in that football game. You got Oklahoma State, just 3-9 to the spread at home when they lay doubles, and Tulsa the other way, 10-2 to the spread when they're on the road and they take doubles. I think this fits like a glove. I like Tulsa plus the points over Oklahoma State.
Are there any teams that are coming off big wins that you would like to look at maybe having a little flat spot this week?
Well, you know, you've got, I don't want to say this, if it's too early in the season to say that,
okay.
But you do have, for instance, you got Northern Illinois as an example here today. They upset Georgia Tech as a 19-point underdog, and they are out-yarded 128 yards in the victory. That's a team that's as phony as baloney can be, and they're at home against Wyoming today, and I think they can get laid out by Wyoming in that football game, Northern Illinois. I think it's a big letdown in that football game.
I'd ask you about Penn State, but they're playing that high school team that fraudulently put themselves on TV for ESPN. So maybe ESPN should televise a game, Penn State against that high school, that phony high school team. Playing Ball State, so I won't. You don't even have to respond. I just want to always take a shot at Penn State with that fraud as a coach and to schedule Ball. And they're not the only college team that schedules these phonies in there. But whatever. All right, let's take a look.
Howard, let me say this real quick before I go to the pros, if I may.
Sure.
You mentioned about on ESPN. If you look at the college football schedule today, there are only four games that are not on television, national television of some kind, ESPN, Fox, ACC, SEC networks, ABC. Only four games are not being televised that way. It's a money pool is all this is. All these college football games, they're just scheduling these games for money and ratings, and it's unbelievable. I can't believe it. How many games are nationally televised today?
Well, the quarterback for Alabama hadn't thrown a pass, and he's already made $1 million.
Yeah, go figure,
just,
huh?
It's just a joke. All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
I'm going to look at two dogs here opening week that if I can derive anything out of the preseason, I'm going to play against two teams that played their last two games on the road, and they're going to open up on the road again for the first week and as favorites. I think they're in bad spots and bad situations. The first, Houston Texans taking 3.5 from Jacksonville. And my first initial comment is, who is Jacksonville to lay 3.5 points to anybody, especially on the road, if you will? You've got a quarterback in Tyrod Taylor taking over at Houston to clean up the mess from the Deshaun Watson situation, who's not bad at home in his Curry, 16-12 to the spread.
Right.
But what fits in the game is Houston has beat Jacksonville 6 straight times in a row. And you got Jacksonville's really struggled in the past. You got a new quarterback and a new coach going road favorite in their first game in the NFL, and that's a no-no. I'm going to play Houston plus the points.
Okay, who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be Monday night, Vegas taking 4 points from Baltimore. The same thing, Baltimore last two preseason games on the road, opening up as a road favorite. Their defense for Baltimore and their offense both went backward last year. People don't realize that. All they see is the playoffs and everything. But I think what works in this game from a fundamental standpoint is the loss of the top two running backs for Baltimore. It's going to force Lamar Jackson to become a passer, which he's not. And I think he could be exposed that way with no running game. And you've also got this great stat inside this game that favorites on Monday Night Football games in the first Monday night game of the year, they're just 19-38 against the spread. First week favorites Monday Night Football really tend to struggle. I think Vegas upends Baltimore.
All right, we got to take a look at the Eagles. I don't like the line because it's just it's why it's called gambling. If it was that easy to just take the Eagles, but I can't figure this game out. But you're looking at it from a perspective further away. What do you look at in this game?
Well, what I see here, first of all, is two teams obviously revamped. Atlanta going with Matty Ryan here. He's 11-2 straight up into the spread in his first home game of the season in his career, and he lost that way last year. I think he'll bounce back here that way this week. And you look at Philadelphia. This is amazing. Last 13 games in a dome stadium, they're only 1-12 to the spread. I don't know what's going on there with that, but
let me tell you this. I think they're keeping the roof. They're going to keep the roof open. Just to let you know.
I hear you. Maybe a breath of fresh air. Yeah. would do them well. I don't know. I just don't know if Philadelphia's got their stuff here together. With this lack of a preseason per se, if you will. I think it's a much, much bigger game for Atlanta. I think the rebuild for Philadelphia is going to take a little bit of a while, and Atlanta's more in a must-win-now mode. They got a new head coach there in Arthur Smith looking to impress. I like the Falcons, and I would lay the points for a small side, nothing major.
Okay. All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777, and on the Internet, playbooksports.com. I got it right this week. All right, Mark. Have a great week. We'll see what happens with the Eagles. Next week, they're playing a tougher game against San Francisco, even though it's at home, but we'll take a look at that, too. Have a great weekend and a great week. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Howard, stay safe. Travel well. Be good.
All right. Thanks. 94 WIP. All right. I don't normally get him to call this show, and I don't really ask for him to call this show, but he must have heard something. So, Chuck, what nonsense do you have to roll out for me this morning?
Hey, Howard Eskin, you say all the time, right? If you're scared, get a dog.
Yes.
Well, you the one need to get a dog. You're scared going into this season, big guy.
I'm not scared. What am I scared about?
You are scared as a dude. You know what?
I don't know about the team. I don't know.
You don't know about nothing. Nobody knew he won the Super Bowl in 2017. But we won it. We all won it.
Well, I didn't think they'd win the Super Bowl, but I thought they were good.
Well, then why do you think they was good?
Well, because I thought Carson Wentz at the time was good. Because I thought Carson Wentz was going to be good.
Well, we don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be good.
I don't know. He hasn't played. What have we seen from Jalen Hurts? We saw four games last year. There's nothing that stands out there.
Listen, but let me tell you something, right? Here's a situation. We were going to Atlanta, right, on Sunday. You know what I mean? Streets is talking. We're going to dominate them. And then all hell's going to break loose from there. The season's going to be on right there.
Good. You know what? 17-0, Chuck. 17-0.
No, you're making a mockery of what I'm saying. I stand 11-6.
Why not?
And the seven solid wins. We ain't going to go 17-0. No team's ever done that. But Miami, I'll tell you right now, nobody got a better chance of winning this division than the Philadelphia Eagles do. I don't want anybody's Dallas crap because they look good on Thursday.
I'm not buying into Dallas.
Yeah, don't. Everybody want to talk about Dallas. They're not going to live up to expectations. They never do, like I said yesterday.
They always find a way to lose big games.
They do. They're a bunch of frauds. They're a bunch of frauds. But listen. Hey, Howard. Ben Simmons, right? Ben Simmons, he is a sack of garbage. You know that? He's a sack of garbage. If that little kid had to call up here, I know you couldn't rip him like you wanted to. He's 15 years old. But he couldn't be my son and live in my house and talk like that. He would have got his ass kicked out of the house. Because you don't talk about Ben Simmons in that light living in my house. Ben Simmons is a fraud.
Well, just thinking that sack of garbage doesn't wear a shirt. So you can see how good a shape that sack of garbage is in. I'm going to take up a collection of mirrors for Ben Simmons so he can look at himself in his new $17.5 million home every place he goes.
Yeah, and he has a little haircut. He has a little Ferrari. He got his money. You know what? He don't want to be great. You know, I love the Shaq ripping. Because he's Shaq's not a local guy.
Shaq kicked his ass, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, man, I appreciate the call. Hey, good. Chuck, it's good to have you on. We don't agree on everything. But it's good to have you on, okay, big guy?
Howard, you a legend in my eyes, man. But listen, I got a 40-year-old, right? Let me tell you, 40-year-old real
Make
quick.
Make it quick.
Warren Moon. Warren Moon played great at US 40. Nobody ever mentioned
it. He played. He was really well, but he wouldn't win. He wouldn't win, Chuck. He wouldn't win, Chuck. All right. All right, Kyle. Who do you got here? It's really tough. Between the three guys, Nolan Ryan, Pete Rose, and Jack Nicklaus. Who do you got? All right, Kyle made the decision. Pete Rose, so Vince, you win the $100 gift certificate. He hit 325 at 40 years old. Had 140 hits in 107 games at 40 years old. More than a hit a game. All right, Pete Rose is the winner. So, Vince, you win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Check them out at thebruno.com or any one of their six stores, including that great store in Wayne. All right, after I take care of telling you about Tasty Cake, I want to end the show. You know what? Who's back at the studio? Who is it? Oh, okay, Francisco. I'm sorry. Francisco, after I read this spot, just hold on for a second because I want to do something. All right? So I want to tell people about Tasty Cake because if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a Tasty Cake, you're making a huge miss cake. A melted milkshake? It's a miss cake. Crumbly, sticky s'mores? That's a bigger miss cake. Or worst miss cake of all, you resort to baking. If it's not Tasty Cake, it's a miss cake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet. So good, so good. Or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. So good. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes. All right. This is a day that we all know 9/11 is very significant in a lot of our lives and a lot of people's lives. Never forget 9/11. And in my, at the beginning of the show, I complimented the first responders and the people that we grew together as a country, but never forget. So we're going to leave today before Glenn and Ray with some of the sounds of 9/11. And please, by the way, Francisco Rojas, that's Francisco's last name, back at the studio today. Kyle Quinn, lucky enough to come here to the Borgata. But never forget 9/11. You don't even have to mention the year. 20 years ago today. All right, let's listen to the sounds as we go out getting ready for Glenn and Ray.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.